Lincoln County Sheriff Jerome Kramer joining us here in the studio today. We have a lot to discuss with Sheriff Kramer, and we appreciate you taking some time for us today.
I appreciate the invite. It's always good to see you.
Always good to have you in the studio. We know you're listening, so it's always better to have you in the studio with that hands-on experience.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, Sheriff Kramer joining us in the studio. The reason I reached out to the Lincoln County Sheriff was I noticed last week on the Lincoln County Commissioner agenda, there were several items and some hot topics that you were on the agenda for to discuss things with some of our with our five elected officials.
Right. We always have, quite often we have hot topics, and there's a lot going on right now with the jail expansion and just the complications and that happen in daily business and law enforcement that we always try to be transparent to the commissioners because, you know, things might cut them up and affect the budget. So.
And you make it to the Lincoln County Commissioners meeting every Monday for the most part, don't you?
Well, if I'm on the agenda, I'm probably there 60% of the time.
Okay. And do they have to have a member of your department there for security purposes, or do you just make it when you're on the agenda? And
no, we don't offer security. They have the courthouse security. So
sure, at the front door
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so it's all good.
Now, you and I were talking off the air, too, a little bit ago, Sheriff Kramer. We were talking about when the county courthouse had closed because of that darn COVID a few months ago, and I'm sure your ears have been burning because I made a couple of references to it a few times, but when we were in the county courthouse on that second floor and the five commissioners were kind of trying to figure out what the heck do we do and what do we have going on, they heard from department heads, including yourself and other colleagues at Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, and of course you told the county commissioners that from moving forward because of the COVID, crime would be by appointment only within the county.
Yeah.
Has that gone well?
That didn't work out at all.
Gosh darn it. It was worth a shot at least, right?
Yeah. They just they didn't get the memo.
Oh, gosh darn it. The PSA was a good attempt at least.
It was.
So, yeah, they can always, if you ever want to schedule a crime, Sheriff Kramer's more than happy to accommodate.
It would sure cut down on my manpower needs.
Absolutely. Now, Sheriff, before we talk too in detail about the county commissioner's agenda, too, another reason I wanted to have you in the studio is it has been a busy month here in July with some accidents occurring within the county you represent. Accidents on Highway 30, accidents north of town, having one that occurred late last week, and these are serious fatal accidents.
Yeah, four fatalities in 2 weeks. It's just unheard of, and it's a sad situation. Really can't attribute to any one thing. None of the accidents had anything in common. It's just an unfortunate time.
Yeah, unfortunate, obviously, because, like you mentioned, those fatalities, and with young local individuals, too, it's heartbreaking to see, but you and your staff responding to those, helping out however you can, and referring to the most recent one that occurred last Friday on Highway 30, encourage folks, you know, obviously, take it nice and slow, no matter where you're at. And if you're ever uncomfortable, it's okay to go slower rather than faster.
Well, that's true. And, you know, the motorcycle traffic is, for the most part, all of our motorcycle riders, with the exception of some crotch rockets I've heard around town and out by the lake, they're very safe and they really try hard to stay safe. We have is, not everybody yields to motorcycles, and not everybody takes the second look to see that that there's no oncoming traffic and cross traffic, and motorcycles are harder to see.
Yeah.
And you know, your people that are unattentive due to cell phones, or maybe they're elderly, they don't mean to be bad in some cases or make bad decisions, but they just don't see the motorcycle. They look, they think it's clear, because especially if it's a familiar road, they take a glance, they pull out, and bad things happen.
Yeah, unfortunate situations happen. And even, I mean, even a guy like myself, I can become distracted behind the wheel, too. I do a pretty good job at setting the phone down, but sometimes there's just things that catch a guy's eye. And especially the beauty here in Nebraska, it can catch your eye, and it's great to take advantage of that and great to thank the Creator for that, but do it at the stop sign. Do it on the side of the road. Definitely much appreciated when you can do that. And with the motorcycle, Sheriff Kramer, too, obviously we have to treat that a little different because these individuals are not as well protected as we are within our cars, trucks, whatever they may be.
Well, and that's true. What would be a fender bender with two cars or two trucks is a fatality accident with a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
They just they don't fare well.
Yeah, and it makes sense when you think about it. The protection's not there. You're not within that enclosed vehicle. So.
And I'm probably one of the worst as far as distractions because I grew up in agriculture,
mm-hmm.
and I tend to look at all the crops and look at the cattle and everything as I'm going down the road. And I was actually called in as a drunk driver one time.
Were you?
Yeah. I was wandering around, and of course I wasn't across the line, but I was certainly using all of my lane, looking at all the beauties out there. Next thing I know, I've got dispatch calling. Are you okay?
Now, want to verify for the listeners, Sheriff Kramer was not intoxicated.
I was
by
not
any
intoxicated.
Means, just enjoying the beauty of the state. But and well, with our ag producers too, it's pretty common. Sometimes they'll be multitasking while they're driving in the field, and it's easy to take that out to the road. But obviously, it's more dangerous to take that multitasking to the road.
It is, and you know, there's large machinery, and they have a lot of plans to take care of in a day, and the farmers are really tasked, and you know, even the worries they have as far as financially surviving another year, it's all distracting.
Mm-hmm.
And any distraction, whether it's mental or physical, it can become fatal.
Now, all these accidents that occurred throughout the month of July within the county, Sheriff Kramer, obviously nothing's connected, but are these all just fluke circumstances or any reason they occurred so close to one another?
Really, no. There really isn't. There's really no connection, nothing in common with any of these. Other than maybe some inattentive driving on the part of one or the other.
Okay.
Accidents always happen for a reason.
Mm-hmm. So obviously the best tip then that you would have to pass along to county citizens is just stay aware, put the cell phone down, do a double take if you have to even before going out on that roadway.
Yeah, and you know, I'm probably really good about that because of the number of horrible things I've seen is, you know, I'll pull up to a stop sign and I don't look once, I don't look twice, I oftentimes look four or five times back and forth because I just don't trust myself. But even then, you know, you can pull up and you got something on your mind, you might only look once and it turns bad in a hurry.
It can. Again, we have Lincoln County Sheriff Jerome Kramer joining us. We kind of recap some local events that occurred within the past month. A couple of fatal accidents occurring on Highway 30, then an accident north of town as well that the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office obviously was on the scene responding to. Moving into some more positive news here, Sheriff Kramer. I think your grant was approved last week, too, at the Lincoln County Commissioners for drunk driving enforcement here within Lincoln County.
Yes, it was. I don't remember the numbers. I think we put in for a huge number this time of $25,000.
Okay.
We only get a portion of that, of course. Once they get all the requests, the highway safety, they divvy that out based on what they have available. And it's also based on your past history of participation in the program. They tend to give more money to the ones that participate and the ones that have good results.
Sure.
And we have had good results, and we participate well.
Mm-hmm.
I think I think this one will be lucky if we get $7,500, maybe $10,000. But you know, that gives the guys some incentive to get out and make some good overtime money,
mm-hmm.
and do good things while they're out. You know, doing the overtime. We typically get some good DUIs, get a lot of speeding and underage driving and a lot of drugs.
Okay.
We usually get a lot of drugs.
So can you tell us this grant money, Sheriff Kramer, that goes to pay the members of your staff then to work additional hours and additional patrolling?
Yes, I have a line item in my budget for anticipated overtime due to grants. So I pay my employees out of that line item, and then what comes in from the state goes into the general fund back to the county.
Okay.
So really it just rolls through and doesn't cost the county anything. It shows up as a debit on my budget, but
okay.
it isn't a debit to the county.
Okay. And obviously, even if it was a major expense, it's an expense for safety of county citizens, because when you choose to drive intoxicated or under the influence of any sort of drugs or alcohol, you're not only putting your life at risk behind that steering wheel, you're putting innocent lives at risk.
That's true. And that's what we're trying to do is keep people safe. People get annoyed when they get a ticket, but you're keeping them and the other drivers safe.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know we've talked to Chief Hudson at the North Platte Police Department about it before. I know things are the same with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, but there's a misconception, too, that people think, oh, I got a ticket because there's a quota. The sheriff or the police chief is putting out a quota, and we have to have these many tickets issued within this number of days. And we see some of that on TV, but that's not accurate.
No, we've never had a quota, and we never will have a quota. And most, I don't know of any law enforcement that does. There were some agencies in way past years that had quotas every month, and that was part of the officer's evaluation. Mm-hmm. It's never been a part of Lincoln County or the North Platte Police Department. We're really not that traffic-oriented because we just have so many calls for service.
Sure.
For other stuff, and the guys work traffic when they can, but it doesn't float to the top because it can't. Mm-hmm. That's the nice thing about these grants. Those guys come on duty, and that's what they're focused on is traffic control.
Sure, sure. Well, and like you mentioned, and the traffic out here, too, is you know, a lot of individuals do their part in driving safe or calling for a driver if they're intoxicated. There's a lot of individuals out here that do a good job about practicing those safe driving habits.
There is. And you know, most people around here, it's not like we have the road rage and all the crazy mm-hmm. stuff going on. We're in a part of the country where people respect one another.
Absolutely, absolutely. You almost have people that are too polite at our four-way stops,
yeah.
Which is a good problem to have.
But. Yeah, you see a hold up there for 30 seconds because nobody wants to be rude.
Absolutely, nobody wants to upset somebody else. So, yeah, and I'm guilty of that, too. I think we all are from time to time at our four-way stops.
Right.
Again, we have Lincoln County Sheriff Jerome Kramer joining us in the studio, discussing a wide variety of things here in terms of Lincoln County issues. And Sheriff Kramer, obviously, there's no quota like we talked about for your deputies that are out on the road, and they probably don't want to leave the vehicle, and you don't want them to if they don't have to. I mean, they're more comfortable within the vehicle.
Right, right. You know, they would just as soon come on, work the grant, and never have to give a ticket. It's not our goal to give tickets, and and we're not going to give silly tickets for 3 or 4 miles an hour over. And my guys would rather my philosophy in law enforcement is to handle the situation with the least amount of force.
Sure.
You know, whether that's a warning or whether it's a physical arrest, whatever you have to do, and that is driven by the person on the other side. Mm-hmm. It's not driven by my employee. It's driven by the other person. So we will handle it with the least amount of force to get you to change your ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll start out with a warning. That's where we focus is a warning, and unless it's a DUI. And then it escalates from there. And it's all on your behavior. Do I want to change? Has my guy given you a warning for 3 weeks in a row?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's not working. So how about we give you a ticket this mm-hmm. morning? And so that's the philosophy that I push on my people.
Now, Sheriff Kramer, when you say that it's not on the deputy, you're referring to the attitude of the individual that they encountered, I would imagine.
And repeat behavior.
Okay, sure, sure. Like you mentioned, if somebody's been issued a warning for 3 times in the past 3 weeks, obviously that warning didn't work too well. So.
No, it didn't. So
we're going to take it to the next level.
Yeah, and in some cases, you know, if it's young drivers, we tend to get a hold of their parents.
Sure, call mom and dad or the guardian.
And, you know, we'll do that along with a warning, unless it's very excessive. But either way, we try to get a hold of parents so the parents are aware, because a child's not going to go home and say, hey, Mom and Dad, I got a warning for speeding this morning. Mm-hmm. They're not going to do that.
No.
But if we can get our involvement plus the parental involvement, we're probably not going to have a repeat offender.
Absolutely. And it can be an intimidating encounter with you or with your staff, too, Sheriff Kramer. But encourage folks, if you're polite, courteous, respectful, the individual at the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office or Lincoln County Detention Center will be the same way.
Yeah, we have no goal to ruin people's day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on our agenda.
Absolutely not. Well, and sometimes, too, Chief Hudson's brought this up before, too. When you or your staff have an encounter with an individual, it's more than likely when they're at their worst or they're having a bad day and things just took a turn for the worst. You don't get to encounter a lot of individuals on their best day, unfortunately.
Well, you really don't. So they're always having some sort of difficulty, whether it's as simple as the traffic or whether they're going to jail for an assault. And, you know, and that also, it multiplies when you run a jail,
mm-hmm.
because those people are really having a bad day. So
absolutely.
If they've made it that far into the system, they're not happy.
Now, you mentioned the jail, obviously, Sheriff Kramer. We've talked about on the program before. Where are we at with our jail expansion?
Well, we're still waiting to get the contract signed with the contractor out of Kearney. There was evidently a hold up with that this past week. There must have been some language that needed to be cleared up because it was going to be signed Monday and it isn't. I'm eager to get that going. Of course, on the front end, every week we delay this is a week delayed on the tail end, and sure, that's a week later I can get that filled up, and once I have that filled up, that's $35,000 a week. So
absolutely,
I'm kind of anxious for the taxpayers of Lincoln County to get this thing moving because it's big dollars.
Now, obviously, Sheriff Kramer, we know that your focus on this is as a law enforcement individual and as a department head for the Lincoln County committee, obviously, and as the sheriff, but you're also looking at this as a citizen that does indeed pay taxes here in Lincoln County as well, and you're looking at it primarily as the sheriff, but you're looking at it as a county citizen also.
Right.
And you've talked about on the program before, this is going to be a bump for Lincoln County citizens.
It is, and you know, when you're a taxpayer, and I pay quite a bit of taxes in Lincoln County, and I'm good with that, but and when you've had businesses and you realize the impact that it has on the citizens and what good you can have by taking the pressure off the local citizens, it puts it in a little different light when you have business experience and you're running a political office.
Mm-hmm.
We have too many politicians that have no business experience, and you can look at the decisions they make, and they make no sense for the taxpayers.
Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes, too, business and government need to be ran in similar ways. Obviously, sometimes one could be more complex than the other, but there needs to be a lot of similarities in the way that a small business is run and the way that our government is run.
Absolutely. I've always believed in that, and I try to practice that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've, like I said, I've seen so many offices that do not operate that way. They'll fudge on budgets, they'll fudge on needs to get more money than they actually need, and it's a goal of theirs to ask for more, to try to get more, and it creates a real distrust.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was that way, I would not have any relationship with my commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
My commissioners know when I bring a figure to them, when I bring a need to them, that I mean it.
It's legitimate.
Mm-hmm. It's not icing on a cake. It's what I need.
Yeah. And obviously there's some concern, too, with the county budget, Sheriff Kramer, especially here in the coronavirus chaotic world. But the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office has been tightening the belt, so to speak, for a number of years. You've been cutting costs where costs can be cut.
Absolutely. You know, it's, for example, last week I'm going over the budget, and I mean, this is a simple thing, but it's the detail I put into things. I look and I see the laundry bill for the jail went up $2,000 last year. I actually switched to a different company so it would go down last year, so how did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody added fabric softener and sanitizer to the order, and so we get that back out of there because I'm really not concerned about fabric softener and inmates' jumpsuits.
Mm-hmm.
And the sanitizer, we're already cleaning them with soap. I don't need the added sanitizer, so we got rid of that stuff. We'll knock probably $3,000 out of next year's budget.
Wow.
$3,000 in my budget isn't a big deal, but it's a big deal to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's still, that's huge. In terms of private business, $3,000 extra in your pocket is huge. So same thing for government. An extra $3,000 is huge.
Right. And a local to national level, people just don't put it into perspective what the value of that dollar is.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've got multi-millions of dollars going through two different budgets a year, the jail budget and the sheriff's budget.
Mm-hmm.
$3,000 has really not that much effect, but it's $3,000 out of the taxpayer's pocket in Lincoln County.
Absolutely.
And you multiply that by all the places that could be cut throughout the county, throughout the state, and it's a big deal.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely. Lincoln County Sheriff Jerome Kramer joining us here on the KODY Studios for Mugs in the Morning here, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Sheriff Kramer, obviously this jail expansion is awfully exciting. I've heard some people in passing say, well, why do we need a jail expansion? Because we don't want to fill this jail up. Well, this jail is already reaching capacity 9 times out of 10, isn't it? And we're also taking individuals that are not from Lincoln County as well.
We're taking a lot of them, and right now we're we're bringing in about $1 million a year.
Wow.
From outside inmates, outside of Lincoln County. But that ability to bring in that money is decreasing every year because every year we're filling it with more of Lincoln County's inmates. And, I could I can neglect this and leave it until we were totally full of Lincoln County inmates, and then we would do this jail expansion with Lincoln County dollars. Or I can do it now and have this expansion paid for by inmates that we're bringing in from other counties and from the state. And when we need that for our own inmates, it'll already be built.
It'll be right there.
If I wait, it's going to be paid 100% by Lincoln County taxpayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to do that. And the commissioners agree that it shouldn't be done that way. We should do this proactive instead of reactive. And that's why we're where we are with this project.
For folks that haven't heard before, Sheriff Kramer, maybe they're unaware, our Lincoln County Detention Center does kind of serve as a hub for other law enforcement agencies. We house individuals not only for state and federal reasons, but from surrounding counties as well.
That's correct. I think 12 counties surrounding we have contracts with. And some of those even have their own jail, and we still have a contract with them because we'll take their... They're usually an old-style jail that doesn't really have the security like we have, and to take care of mentally ill especially. So we'll take them because they just can't handle them.
Sure.
So they bring them here to us. And the staff isn't real crazy about some of those inmates, but because they are problems.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we have the ability to lock them away from the general population. They just don't have that ability in the smaller counties. And some counties just don't have a jail, and they bring them here.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, some counties aren't equipped like we are. I know that myself, I've been a Lincoln County resident all my life. So until you and I started talking a few years ago, I never realized that other counties don't have the grade A detention center that we do.
No, they have what we used to have.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a lot of the expense of this expansion is a remodel. And you wouldn't think a guy would have to remodel a jail that was just built and moved into 9 years ago. But our needs have changed, and a lot of this expense is coming from remodeling around our booking area to add more holding cells.
Okay.
Because we never anticipated the mental illness that we have.
Sure.
And those people have to be put in a place where we can see them at least once every 15 minutes. And the only way we can do that is around our booking area. So we're adding a number of cells and remodeling that area so we can deal with them. And at the same time, we're making those cells with negative air. So if we have another, well, we haven't got rid of this pandemic yet, but we can put those people in there and keep the rest of our facility safe while they go through their isolation process. Before they go into general population, so we don't have to worry about infecting our entire facility.
Yeah, well, because obviously that would have an infection, obviously, not only on the inmates, but on the staff as well. And we can't afford that either in the detention center or with our sheriff's deputies.
Right, and our actually the two pods that we're adding, 50-plus beds, those entire pods will be able to be negative airflow.
Oh, okay.
And really, that's a very simple process. It didn't add a lot of cost. So, you know, we could take 50 people that were infected the same way if we had a really big issue. We could throw them in our negative airflow and keep the entire community safe.
Awesome. Now, Sheriff Kramer, we do have to wrap up here in a few moments, but is there anything else you wanted to add this morning?
I can't think of anything. I know there's always been the big concern about terrorists coming to town, as I call them, and I always feel pretty secure in this part of the country that these thugs won't survive well in Lincoln County or North Platte, because we are the type of people that stand up and protect our rights, protect our property, and protect other people's lives. So I think we're okay there.
Our citizens do that. Not to mention, we have trained, not only do we have great officers and individuals at the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office and the North Platte Police Department, we have the Nebraska State Patrol, we have federal officers here, we have the railroad officers as well. So we're covered on a wide variety of areas with our citizens and our law enforcement.
Yeah, we're really well covered with professionals and volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Your sheriff's posse as well that we'll see a lot of during Nebraskaland days as well. And before we wrap up, Sheriff Kramer, safety tips for the festival that's coming up. What do you recommend to Lincoln County citizens to stay safe but still celebrate during the Nebraskaland Days Festival?
You know, a lot of what we just talked about as far as when we were talking about traffic is, you know, don't drink and drive. That's a big one. That'll really ruin your celebration or somebody else's. Just be courteous.
Mm-hmm.
Courteous is a big thing. You know, you're not in that big a hurry. You can be rude and get there 15 seconds quicker, or you can be courteous and keep everybody in a good mood and everybody safe. And like I said earlier, the rudeness quite often comes from out of town, but not totally.
Yeah. We do have it locally, unfortunately.
We have our jerks. Yeah.
We do.
Yeah. Hopefully they're in jail that week, but...
Hopefully they're hanging out with the sheriff that week. Well, Sheriff Kramer, it's always a joy to have you in the studio. Appreciate you taking some time for us this morning.
You bet. It's always fun to be here.
We'll have more coming up here on KODY's Mugs of the Morning after a full forecast check, a check of sports, but right now it's news.